Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. We have been getting incredible responses from our new listeners, our new station in Boston, and I want to welcome all of the Bostonian listeners to the show today, as well as our friends in Tampa that have been listening, and all of you in Seattle that have been part of the program for years. We have got an incredible show for you today, and lots of things to talk about regarding health and well-being and living life full out. Incredible idea that Dr. Scott Lynch came up with, along with Angela Pfeiffer and Tim Tyser, to put a panel together that deals with health and wellness beyond what we hear in the media, beyond what your doctor tells you, but to put an integrated approach together. So that when we look at the whole being, the whole person, you have a sense of the power that you have to make changes in your life and to live, as many people are saying, beyond 100 years and live in a lifestyle that you absolutely love. I've got a panel for you today of incredible people that aren't just about, well, let me give you a few tidbits, a little advice, and then go do this. These are folks that are living what they talk about. They've come to the show and have come here to share information with every one of you today. We've got plenty of great things we're going to gift our listeners, our folks that call in. And we're talking about an ongoing conversation around stress. Dr. Scott Lynch is with us this week. I want to welcome the panel to the show. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show.
Thanks, as always, for having us.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. Hello.
Hey, I want to go around the panel for our new listeners that may not know and for folks that have missed the show to ask each of you a question. I'd love for you to say a little bit about who you are, but now that you've done one or two of these shows, I would love to hear what you've learned in this short period of time and to let our listeners know why this is an important conversation. Let's start with you, Dr. Scott.
Well, basically, I've learned actually quite a bit about homeopathy from Dr. Tim and also nutrition from Angela. When we decided to kind of create this panel, I had a vision, as you did, Dr. Patton, and these other folks here, of what it takes to create health. And as we're going through these series of talks, I'm realizing how simple stress reduction can be and how simple really health, maximizing your health potential can be once we move some of the barriers both from mind and body. And so by having these two folks on the panel with me, it's been real inspiring to see the simplicity and the congruency that happens when you go into a field of healthcare from a natural perspective. And so I've loved the ideas as all of us really kind of being on the same page, and also the fact that we're going to really help people, and that's inspiring. And a couple people have called. Dr. Chad was on last week. A couple people have called him, and we're really excited for the fact that he, as a chiropractor, had taken the time to really meet other healthcare practitioners and know that there's actually a team approach to health and wellness as opposed to this simplistic separate idea of I'm your only healthcare provider, nobody else really matters. And so that's where I see the power of this panel coming in, and I've been excited. This is my second show with everybody, so I'm excited to get things started.
Well, and this is a conversation that we've been talking about having a long time. I mean, people are confused, they're baffled, they don't know what direction to turn. They see what's happening in the healthcare industry, and the show is about giving real people real solutions. You know, Angela, every week you come in and you create something delicious for us to
for
learn
many.
About. Of course it is. Mm-hmm. It's very
so excited.
Benny. But we're learning an incredible amount from you, and I've got to ask you, what has this been like for you, and how do you keep the passion in what you do alive and thriving?
Wow. You know, I live and breathe health, and I've worked out most of my life. I enjoy feeling good, and I try to help people attain that as well. And I don't know how I follow up Scott's explanation of his experience with this, because it was so eloquently put. You know, I came out of Bastyr. When we go through the clinic, we work in a team approach. You know, we work with NDs, we work with acupuncturists, we work with massage therapists, and all of that. And we really look and see how we can improve the person as a whole being. And of course, coming onto this panel, we all sat down and looked at each other and said, you know, what's your philosophy? We realized we're all on the same page, yet we have different modalities in how we treat. And what I'd say to people is you really need to find practitioners that you feel comfortable with, and you need to keep moving until you find that person. I hear time and time again, someone goes to a doctor and they, you know, whether it's allopathic or ND or whatever, they're not comfortable with them, but then they stop. They don't continue to seek out other people that they mesh with. And I even say when people, you know, chat with me on the phone, I need to make sure this is right for me. I need to make sure this is right for you, and that we've got the same idea and that we're ready to go. So my passion just comes from God, I live and breathe this. It's just, for me to sit down with someone and have the light go on and have them understand that it is just some fine tuning that you need to do. Sometimes it's not a huge overhaul. It's just some fine tuning that starts to give them some confidence that they can move forward with. And then they start to see some results, and then all of a sudden they're like, oh my gosh, I'm starting to see, you know, my pants are fitting looser. I have more energy, or I'm sleeping more soundly. I mean, all of those really help in the overall health and overall perspective.
You know, and I wanted the listeners to hear from each of you today, because this is this conversation and the ones we're going to have as we move forward. These conversations are conversations you are extremely passionate about. Tim Tyfers is the third member of the panel. And, you know, Tim, you bring the conversation of homeopathy to many of us, many of our listeners who are saying, what?
Exactly.
And you brought it down so that we can get it, know it, and then do something about
it. That's right. It's interesting because Scott and I were talking before the show, and he just got back from Spain. It was a month?
Yeah, a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, and he was saying that homeopathy is all over Spain. You know, it's on every corner. It's you know, all the pharmacies. It's just filled with it. And he was really surprised. And at one point, the States used to be that way as well. But my job and my passion feels like I just want people to just, you know, learn how to pronounce it, really. But beyond that, it's like, what is this modality? And really, it's, you know, how, when it works, it's quite miraculous. And this is what I bring to the table is here's these stories and these kind of changes, which we don't often hear about them in our society of this kind of change.
Well, one of the things I'm going to do a little unorthodox right now, I want each of you to give out your websites right at the top of the show, and we'll continue to do it, because one of the things we're going to make sure we do during the show is we're opening up the phone lines and getting questions from callers, because now we're continuing the conversation of stress and moving beyond the conversation of stress to what we need to do to create a life where our bodies are, as Dr. Scott has taught me, vitalistic. Let's start with you, Dr. Scott. Let's give out your website information, and Angela, and then Tim.
Okay, the website is drscottlynch.com. It's drscottlynch.com and crownhillchiropractic.com.
Great. And my website is thenourishedbody.com, and nourished is like nourishing yourself, N-O-U-R-I-S-H-E-D. And you can find all the recipes that for the food that I've brought in, and the past archives for the audios for the show as well.
Food. for Tim Tysers, my website is Homeopathy Seattle, H-O-M-E-O. PATHY Seattle.com. And I also have a 800 number now for listeners who are outside of our area code. It's 1-800-219-1526.
Right on. Yeah, and sorry to interrupt you, Dr. Pat, is I actually subscribe to both their newsletters, too. And so for the listeners that are tuning in, I highly encourage you to sign up for their newsletter. I got Angela's yesterday and Tim's two weeks before that. And so there's lots of powerful information loaded in those. We're in the process with our office of re-describing and re-evaluating our newsletter. But highly encourage people to dial into that, because they're special.
And that's it. We're going to keep people educated and informed. Now, let me ask you, the three of you, we're continuing our conversation of stress. Why did the conversation of stress turn out to be a two-show conversation? And more importantly, is it the place that we need to go to understand the root cause of a lot of illnesses that we have?
You know, I'll take that. I absolutely, everybody's stressed. I mean, in our society, I hear all these symptoms coming out when I sit down with a person, and it's, you know, I ask them on a scale of 0 to 10, 10 being just completely stressed out, zero, you know, of course, zero stress, where do you fall? And I have so many people say, oh, 7 or 8. Mm. And I say, is that normal? Do you feel that's normal? And they go, oh yeah, that's just my normal life. And we shouldn't experience stress chronically that way. And on the last show, I kind of gave this indications if you're overstressed. So if your energy lags during the day, if you feel emotionally unbalanced much of the time, if you sleep poorly or less than 7 hours a night, if you can't lose excess weight, even while dieting, or you use caffeine or carbohydrates as pick-me-ups, those are all red flags that you're overstressed. And yet, I think every person listening out there was like, oh, I do that. Mm-hmm. Oh, I do that. I mean, so it's stress is chronic. I think we all feel that it's acceptable, it's normal, and it's not. And it really wears and tears on the body. It ages you before you need to. It interferes with every process that we have. It will prevent you from losing weight. And I think it really prevents some of the joy in life. Having
well,
that
that's
stress
what,
on our body.
I got to tell you, yeah, that's why we're doing this show today. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to hear from Kim and Dr. Scott. We're talking about stress, but more importantly, let's get rid of it right here on the Dr. Pat Show. Yep, I'm with Angela. I'm all about it. Let's move it off to the side.
Shake
a little
it off.
Bit. Let's take it off. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we've got lots to cover. Opening up phone lines when we come back, giving stuff away, inviting you to the change. Be part of it. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show.
How you can not only slim down, but actually turn your health around and prevent diseases like diabetes, heart disease, and cancer. One special medical spa is changing the way healthcare is practiced and doing it all at a magnificent 10,000 square foot luxury spa setting in Issaquah, Washington. Avakai Spa is the spa of the future. Call Avakai Spa at 800-988-7705 or visit avakai.com. That's AVIKAI.com.
Have you seen the movie The Secret and heard what they say about the law of attraction?
Seen it. At my church, the Center for Spiritual Living, we teach it. It's no secret to us. Hey, join me Sunday. You can hear Reverend Dr. Kathy Ann Lewis. She really has helped me create a life I never thought was possible.
I think I will. I've noticed big changes in your life since you've been going there. It sounds like a place for me. Where are they?
The Center for Spiritual Living is just east of University Village on Sandpoint Way. 3 Sunday services. Go online at spiritualliving.org. The Center for Spiritual Living, honoring all paths to God.
Has the pet food recall left you confused and concerned about what to feed your four-legged family members? Sam's Cats and Dogs, naturally, has you covered with expert advice and information about ingredients or how to supplement a fresh food diet to keep your furry friends healthy and happy. And all our foods are unconditionally guaranteed. Visit us at samscatsanddogs.com. That's samscatsanddogs.com. In Monroe, Washington, at 206 East Main.
Having someone in your corner with knowledge and expertise fully dedicated to your success is the best way to meet your weight and health goals. I'm Angela Pfeiffer, certified nutritionist and owner of The Nourished Body. I am dedicated to teaching you how to eat right and coaching you through the gradual lifestyle changes needed not only to lose weight, but to keep it off for good. If you're frustrated with those extra pounds that you just can't seem to lose, do something about it. Take the first step. I make healthy easy and I make it fun. Take the first step by calling me at 425-747-5282.
Okay, everyone, listen up. You can do it. You can quit smoking in as little as 30 days with Zero Smoke. That's right, a new product to help you quit smoking now. And here's the deal. You don't need to spend hundreds of dollars on gum, patches, or pills. Zero Smoke helps you quit naturally using biomagnets. It works by placing these neat little magnets on either side of your ear. Then science takes over. It's just like acupressure. The urge to smoke goes away. This product has sold like crazy in Europe and has just been introduced in the United States. In fact, Sal the stockbroker is using the product to quit. It's a disgusting habit, and you need to quit today. Now, everybody, go to their website, zerosmoke.org, or call them at 800-577-9933 and take advantage of their risk-free offer. That's right. Just pay shipping and they will send you this revolutionary product absolutely free. What do you have to lose? It's the summer. You want to feel good and you want to quit that nasty habit. That's 800-577-9933 or go to the web at zerosmoke.org.
News, traffic, and weather. Now you can get your information fixed weekdays on Alternative Talk, 1150 AM. Oh, no, no.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is an incredible panel that we've put together for you, and I'm going to mention who the panelists are. You get to, every other week, they get to join us on air and take their message out there, educate and inform us, and open up the doors to probably, in some cases, more questions than you've had before. Dr. Scott Lynch, Tim Pfeiffer, and Angela Pfeiffer are joining us today. You're going to find out what the main dish, what fabulous favorite Angela prepared for the show today. We'll get that information to you each week that she is on. She actually cooked something up very special, apparently, for Benny. And we'll find out more about this.
This is my personal chef, Pat. Right. I got a personal chef coming in all the time. It's fantastic.
Fringe benefits.
Yeah, I know. I'm telling hey. You.
Benny's for
I'm
Benny.
I'm waiting for the day that Benny's actually going to whip something up and bring it in for Angela.
Keep waiting.
Hey, what are you saying? Just because I'm a bachelor doesn't mean I don't cook.
I have faith.
Come on there.
Benny, I have faith.
Thank
don't
you.
Leave.
Thank you.
Don't leave.
Yeah, well, you know, Dr. Scott, I mean, stress, you have incredible information to share. I mean, something that you actually do in your office. And I'd like to ask you to lead the conversation, but before I do that, I want to invite our listeners to call in anytime throughout the show, 1-800-930-2819, 1-800-930-2819. That's our toll-free number. I'm going to give it to you slowly, 1-800-930-2819. And the first five callers that call in with questions, we're taking questions today, we will give you a gift from one of the panelists. So stress everywhere. What can you say about it from your perspective?
Well, this is actually a diagram that I have, which I'll try to help people understand over the radio. But we teach everybody that walks into our office this exact diagram. So once again, is both Tim, Angie, and myself have always been about empowering people to make good choices. So it's not just talking to them and telling them what they should do. It's about helping them make proper decisions. And so we're going to talk quickly about the stress response. And this response happens 100% of the time when there is a real or perceived stress. A real stress, for example, if you're into nutrition, would be poor food choices, food toxicities. From Tim's aspect, we may see chemical toxicity or emotional stress patterns. You have negative thoughts, if you have unhealthy processed foods, if you're inactive, if you just sit on the couch all day, if you take synthetic drugs, if you have a spinal subluxation, 100% of the time, you end up creating the stress response in your body. Now, if you are quickly to adapt, or if you see one of us and we help you break that pattern, your body goes into a normal state of health and homeostasis. But most people, as Angie said, they're okay with the fact that they have a level 7 stress pattern because it's just the way their life is. And we know as healthcare practitioners that that is not a good way to maintain long-term health and vitality. So once again is when your body goes into a stress response, the nerve system gets hyperactive. You release all these stress chemicals into your body, which makes it not impossible, because nothing's impossible with the human body, but ultimately makes it very, very difficult to maintain health or to actually regain health as long as you're in the stress response. So once again is nerves, you get a stress, real or perceived, negative emotional thought pattern. You release stress chemicals. The stress chemicals, they downregulate your body's ability to learn new health patterns. It actually interferes with the normal processing of cholesterol. It actually causes adrenal fatigue, so you always feel tired, and decreases your real energy patterns. It decreases your serotonin levels, which is your feel-good chemicals. Next thing you know is you are down this spiral, and you're trying to figure out a way to actually break out of it, and that's when you see one of us or all of us to help you gain that. And so once again, is if we can get people to identify where their stressors are, no matter if they're real or perceived, and then start to set up a sufficient lifestyle to return to homeostasis, 100% of the time, people will return there with enough time. And so the most important thing I can say today is if you have stress, you must begin to start those changes. And if you start those changes, they're not things you do for 3 weeks or 4 weeks. They're things you do for lifetime. And there's no right answer or wrong answer for doing this. But if we can get people to identify and then make active changes, really sky's the limit on how healthy we can return to as individuals, as a community, and as a country.
Well, let's talk about some of these situations because, you know, even though we hear stress is the thing we need to deal with, some people feel it's a word that's being used and used and used without much explanation.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it would be good to share a few stories about what we're talking about. I mean, it's stressful to be in a car accident.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's one level of it.
Absolutely.
But for some people, it's stressful to open up the checkbook every month
mm-hmm.
and go and pay your bills. What
yeah.
are we talking about in the range here?
The range is huge, Pat. I mean, it's an enormous range. And from my perspective, it's all about susceptibility. What are we susceptible to? Because stress is everywhere. I think we established mm-hmm. that quite early on.
Yeah, sure.
Stress is everywhere. I mean, you know, from the caveman running from a dinosaur to the person who does not have enough money in their account. It's all really the same thing. But when it comes into our bodies and our minds, it goes somewhere. It has to go somewhere. So we come into life with a certain set of susceptibilities and predispositions, and then suddenly it goes there. So some person might have something with their throat. Another person might get a goiter. Another person might get high cholesterol. And yet another person might have sexual dysfunction as their main complaint. So, you know, there's a huge wide range of thousands and thousands and myriads of colors and shapes and ways that it can show up, but it really is one thing.
Well, thank you, Tim. And Scott, Angela,
yeah.
The thing I wanted to ask you about is that, you know, there is this incredible cycle that we've created, and it really has to do with your field. Probably we could all look at you and say, Angela, it's your area. And that is when we get into these stressful situations, it is incredible not only the kinds of food we stick in our mouths,
mm-hmm.
but how much of it. I mean,
yeah.
What is happening with this?
You know, to follow up kind of what Tim said as well, there's also perceived stress because if you have two people and they're under the same amount of stress, one might have more reaction from it because they perceive it mm-hmm. as greater, or they're more sensitive person. So to answer your question, Dr. Pat, you know, I think what is crazy about all this is we get so busy we forget to eat. And I mean, if everyone can sit out there and think of a answer that they were waiting for and they'd get a stomach ache from it. I mean, something that we were really stressed out about, whether it was a mortgage going through or something financial, or you realized something bounced at the bank and you get this this full body reaction. A lot of people deal with that day in and day out, yet they've grown accustomed to it. And I see a lot of people with digestive issues. I see, I'm working with a 12-year-old right now with IBS, and she was just admitted into the hospital this morning. And, you know, so much of that is from stress, and I see it coming on younger and younger in the kids,
mm-hmm.
and it scares me. I mean, it really does with what is going to happen years down the road for them. But for the food, I think the issue is that we live in this stressed society. We are running constantly. Everyone always says, I don't have time for breakfast. I'm up and out in the morning. I've got to run all these errands. I've got to get to work. And we're working more and more. We're running the kids more and more places. We've got all these family obligations, and there's no time for self. And we've let ourselves go in that way, and we're not feeding ourselves properly anymore. So even when we do finally get time to eat, we're reaching for, I mean, technically crap, and there's just no nutrient base in there. And so then we're not replenishing, you know, anything that we need in our bodies to then boost our immune systems or what have you. And I really think it's just a downward, you know, spiral. You know, it's really hard to go out and eat at restaurants and eat really healthy foods. It's very hard because there's a lot of hidden fats and the portion sizes are kind of crazy. But, you know, the pattern I see, people wait, they don't eat much breakfast, they've got coffee mid-morning, maybe a late dinner, and then all their calories are coming in later in the day. And that's when We are decompressing from stress. That's when we are most likely to disassociate in front of the TV and look down and half the bag of chips are gone. It's that time of day that carbohydrates probably come into play more than anything else, because that's just that kind of absentmindedly. I don't know many people that overeat on chicken breast, but people can eat, you know, two bag of chips and run with it. So I think my how I help people most is when I sit down and work with them and see that most of the calories are coming in later in the day. We start to back it up and get that consistency down, and then start to work with them on breathing exercises and meditation, and maybe going for really short walks if they can't fit in a full 20 minutes. Something to get them moving, something to get that consistency down. And every single person I work with says the cravings drop off within about a week and a half, because I think everyone craves the caffeine and the sugary foods, like I was talking about earlier, because we're reaching for that pick-me-up.
I was out with someone the other day, and, you know, I said, do you want to go for breakfast? He said, no, I just had breakfast. He said, I had two cups of coffee and two Advil.
Nice.
Delish.
I'm telling you. Now, I'm opening up the phone lines, 1-800-930-2819. Questions, comments, let's get some help. Let's get something going here. Let me just turn around the panel and ask you folks, for our callers that call in today, what are you gifting them with?
Well, I'm going to actually this is Dr. Scott. We're just trying to figure out who's going to say the first thing. Basically, we're offering a one-hour massage to one of the callers that calls in.
I'm going to offer 2 half-hour phone consultations.
And I'm offering 3 15-minute phone consultations.
Oh, yeah. Good.
You got to help me.
Yeah, there we go. And Dr. Scott, for those folks that are not able to come into your office, I'm sure you'll come up with something else. We're going to take a short break here. All of our listeners, this is about you. This is why the panel is together. This is what the show is about. 1-800-930-2819. We'll be right back with the Dr. Scott Show.
Are you tired of being tired? Are you sick of being sick? Tune into the Dr. Pat Show to hear Donna Eden, the world's most joyous and sought-after spokesperson for alternative medicine. Share how you can shift your energies to create health and vitality using quick and easy techniques. Donna Eden, author of the classic book, Energy Medicine, has upcoming workshops in Seattle, San Francisco, San Diego, and Los Angeles. For more information and to receive a special discount on her classic book and DVD, visit DonnaEden.com.
Carol Haywood Bobrowskis is a seer and an author who has been watching evolution in action since her third eye opened wide in 1987. Her observations reveal a very hopeful path for the future of Earth and humanity to evolve to a place where love and peace prevail. You can find out about her book, Passionate Pinky and the Evolutionary Experiment, as well as her fun workshops by calling 425-222-9455 or visit PassionatePinky.com.
I'm Dr. Pat Basile, the host of the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Let me help you take your empowering message to a community of people looking for products and services that value all life on earth and tap into the one true freedom we have, the freedom to choose. Let our listeners choose you. Join the buzz and be the buzz. Sponsor the Dr. Pat Show. Call me at 206-523-5522. That's 206-523-5522.
Why do people travel across the globe to see Dr. Nusheen Darvish at the Holistic Medical Center in Bellevue? Is it her specialization in women's health, allergies, and chronic illness? Is it because she founded a uniquely comprehensive, integrative clinic for cutting-edge, non-invasive, and FDA-approved therapies that improve the health of all patients? Yes, it is. Find out for yourself. 425-451-0404. That's 425-451-0404.
Do you need help losing weight? Does your diet need improvement? Are you having problems getting motivated to exercise? At Personal Training Team, they design a program that works for you. Get results and achieve your fitness goals. Train in their private studios, or they'll even come to your home. Visit their website, personaltrainingteam.com, and call for a free consultation at 425-885-4825. At Personal Training Team, they make it personal. personaltrainingteam.com.
Find out how to avoid being the next victim of cancer, heart disease, obesity, or diabetes in his webinar series, The Cure, Save Your Body, Heal Your Life. Dr. Timothy Brantley, the number one best-selling author of The Cure, will share an overview of disease in America, how our eating patterns are destroying our bodies, miracles of natural healing, and his proven guidelines for health, detoxification, and regeneration. Sign up for the webinar series by visiting BrantleyCure.com.
Like what you hear? Be sure and support the sponsors who support your favorite programs on Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Everyone, welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show, Talk Radio to Thrive By. Angela Pfeiffer joining us today, Tim Pfeiffer, Dr. Scott Lynch, and you, the listeners. I know, Benny, I've heard you in the background, Benny. I think you've been pretty busy picking up calls.
Yep, and I've got a caller waiting. It's going to be Kathy. She's calling in. She actually has a son who's 13 years old, and he's got a little bit of an eating issue that we'd maybe like to address on the air. So, Kathy, welcome to the show.
Hi, how are all you this morning?
Hi. Wonderful. Hi, Kathy.
Where are you calling from?
Hi. I live in Renton.
Uh-huh.
Welcome.
And the thing I'm kind of concerned, well, my son's concerned about it. He's kind of husky, but I'd say he's a little bit overweight. He's in middle school. He's concerned about it. And the funny thing is, he must have a bad metabolism because he's very active. And he hates eating breakfast. And he says when he eats it, his lunch, he's more starving for his school lunch at 12:30 than when he doesn't eat it at all. I'm not really sure what to suggest to him, and because I tell him you do need to eat because it gets your metabolism going. I'm not sure what.
Well, one thing that keyed in for what you just said, his metabolism actually sounds fine because when he does eat breakfast, he's hungry by lunch. And so what's happening more so is that he's not eating breakfast, and so he's kind of ignoring the hunger. I kind of hear that a lot when I'm working with people that they don't eat much breakfast and, you know, maybe eat a larger lunch or later, and they always say, I'm not hungry for breakfast. And the second we start to pull in some small serving sizes earlier in the day and bring that up, they're famished by mid-morning, they're famished by lunch, and I always say you've just been ignoring it for so long. If there's anything that he can eat that's even like a smaller serving size, I mean, sometimes we think that breakfast has to be something heavy, and it you know, may not be, even if it's just an apple and some almonds, or just one piece of toast with a little peanut butter on it, something he could get in earlier. If you can maybe have a sit-down conversation and see if there's any thing that he will eat, and then maybe
he's a pretty good eater, you know. He's just in the hurry, and you know, that type of thing, and he just doesn't really like eating then, and he's in the hurry, but I keep trying to tell him it's important. So
well, it's really important, and it's really important to work with him and see if there's any way that you can get him even to improve across the week. If he's not eating breakfast all week and you can get him to eat it 3 out of 7 days, that's going to be an improvement. But this is really going to set him up for life. And if he does have a weight issue now and he's not eating breakfast, it's only going to get worse.
Okay.
So that's my concern with that. It sounds like he's active, so you kind of have it on, you know, the activity is there on that end. So just maybe looking at his foods and making sure that they're a little more consistency with them and they're healthy.
Right. I mean, he eats healthy, but he has a sugar thing, too, and I have to say I do, too, so I probably contributed somewhat to that.
What's to say about that? Making it more of a treat than the ongoing normal intake, and if it's not in the house, it's probably less, there's less opportunity for him to reach for that. To me, it's always if there's only healthy food in the house and they're hungry, they're going to choose whether to eat or whether not to eat. And it's not so much the we all can be enticed by cake. We all can be enticed by, you know, sugary foods just because the sweetness is there.
I've been trying to get tons of fruit this summer, and he really likes peaches. So I just said, eat all you want of those kind of things.
Yeah,
you know?
Fruit's wonderful. Absolutely. Yeah.
On a second.
You know, Pardon?
Oh, hello. This is Dr. Scott. We've done some coaching with some children used to skip breakfast. And one thing we found, too, that benefited them between that, when I went to school, we started school at 9 a.m. Now, I know children these days go to school a lot earlier. And so one thing that we've recommended some parents is taking some type of small snack that they could eat potentially between breakfast and lunch just to keep their metabolism burning. So then when he does eat lunch, he doesn't eat a ton of food. Mm-hmm. And then by 2 o'clock, he's having that low of energy because he's eaten so much food. And so we have found that to be somewhat beneficial too, to start with the breakfast, as Angie had said, that's somewhat lighter, maybe a small snack in between, and that way he can run right on to lunch and then keep that metabolism fired all the way till dinner.
Right. Yeah, that's good if the school will allow them to eat
that's,
in between.
Yeah, that's the other thing that I've run into there, that they don't want them eating in the class. And I run into that a lot. I work with the International Ballet Theater on the east side, and they're in school half the day, they're training half the day, and they're not allowed to eat yet. They're kids that are, they're training 5 hours, 5 days a week. I mean, they need to eat consistently every couple hours, and I've run into that with schools as well, and that's hard. But sometimes, if there's not a medical reason, the teachers aren't usually going to allow it, which is unfortunate.
Right.
So breakfast is even more important.
Right.
In getting that in.
Right. Yeah. Is there much chance that, you know, when he hits puberty a little bit more, he's going to stretch out? That's what I'm hoping.
Well, I think all kids kind of go out and up and out and up and out and up to a point. Yeah. If you can work on him improving his breakfast and chocolate him, and if you can work on decreasing the amount of sugar, it doesn't have to be completely pulled out. To me, I'd love it if it was. But if you can decrease it, you're going to help him in the long run.
Okay.
Really are.
Okay.
Yeah. And I would love to offer you
Thank you so much.
Well, actually, I would love to offer you the half-hour phone consultation as well.
Okay, thank you.
So we can talk off the air and Kathy, I can give you some more ideas.
Kathy, so hang tight. Let me get your information. And any other questions while I got you?
You know, I mean, I don't want to take up all the time, but if you have any ideas for me about how to quit the sugar craving, I would appreciate it. Because, I mean, I know when I was depressed and got divorced and he was younger and I had it around, it probably contributed somewhat to
that. Sure. So some of it's habit. And there is definitely a craving that goes in with that. You'll probably hear me if you listen to other shows talking about the consistency of eating your eating patterns. If you can really get that down to improving your eating patterns, you know, breakfast, mid-morning snack, lunch, those are going to bring down the cravings later in the day. Every person I work with, the cravings go away in about a week and a half if you improve your eating patterns earlier in the day and eat whole healthy food. Go ahead.
I heard taking chromium was supposed to help with that craving, so I've been stuck taking that.
No.
No?
Nope.
Okay.
Wrong.
Sorry. No.
That's what everyone's going to do there.
Yeah.
I think that there are a lot of, it's a lot of misinformation out there on what will, won't work, and maybe if you'd taken it and thought it would help you because it's a placebo effect, that kind of thing.
Okay.
So that's not, but I will definitely, I'll you know, talk to you about that during our phone call and see if I can't help you as well. Okay?
Okay, great. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Kathy. Appreciate the call. Hang tight, okay?
Okay.
Thank you.
We're taking your questions today, any of the panelists, and we'd love to hear from you. We've got lots more things to talk about, as well as giving our callers call in with questions, fabulous consultations, a gift from our panel. 1-800-930-2819, toll free, 1-800-930-2819. You know, last week or last time we talked about the relationship between stress and disease. That seems to be, let's call it a discovery that showed up in research decades ago. And yet, even with the connection between stress and disease, we still aren't doing the kinds of things we need to do. I mean, you know, Tim, Dr. Scott, you see this relationship every day in what you do, correct?
Mm-hmm. I'm sure Angela, too. Yeah.
Yes, all of us.
And Angela as well. What have you seen recently that you could point to that has shown up in the form of disease but stems from stress in one's life?
Yeah, I'll take that. This is Tim. I had a really great case just recently that's resolving, and I've been working with this client for the last year. And what happened was this client had gotten psoriasis at a pretty early age, and a lot of the things that were happening in this person's life really mimicked exactly how the psoriasis was coming out. So emotionally and physically, the two were tied together implicitly, and how this person felt was like an outcast. And they felt outcast in their community, and so the two embodied the same thing. So the stress not only was emotional, but it went to the physical. The physical said, ah, let me express exactly how I am feeling anyway, physically and emotionally. So when that was really seen by me, and it took some time to really find the right homeopathic medicine to do it, but just recently this person came back in and was just like, whoa, I'm stunned. So it was a lovely connection, that tie. I mean, we often talk about it, but to really see the tie between the physical and the emotional together was really, really beautiful.
Well, and the other thing is we're talking about solutions today. I mean, what Angela, what you just shared, Dr. Scott, and Tim, what you just shared, this is about solutions. That's why we put this panel mm-hmm. together, not just to theorize or talk about the latest trend out in the marketplace, but this is really a way for people to get some information so that they can create change right now. And stress is the conversation today. Angela Pfeiffer joining us along with Tim Tysers and Dr. Scott Lynch. We have opened up the phone line, 1-800-930-2819. I suspect Benny is busy taking care of business. And each of the panelists has something special to give away to our listeners that call in, because part of the conversation is about having something that you can do, having a consultation, getting a solution. Let's give out your websites one more time before we go to break.
Tim Tysers, homeopathyseattle.com, and 1-800-219-1526 for outside area people.
Angela Pfeiffer, The Nourished Body, and the website is thenourishedbody.com.
And Dr. Scott Lynch, which is drscottlynch.com and crownhillchiropractic.com.
And we've got lots more to talk about in today's show. Stress is the topic, and we've got this incredible panel together to help us take action in our lives. You're listening to The Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. We are here Monday through Friday, just about this time, and then some. Let's take a short break. We'll be right back with the show.
Have questions about romance, work, your health? Get the answers at the Body, Mind, Spirit Expo, October 20th and 21st at the Seattle Center Exhibition Hall. For only $15, enjoy 90 holistic exhibitors and 70 free lectures and receive a free 4x6 color or a photo. We guarantee to educate and entertain your body, mind, and spirit. Call 541-482-3722 or visit bmse.net.
Do you dream of helping to create a more vibrant, healthy world? Study a healthcare method that is gentle, safe, and effective. Homeopathy has been the choice of progressive doctors and other holistic healers and their patients for over 200 years. Its success in major epidemics worldwide is well documented. Contact the Homeopathic Community School of Seattle at homeocommunityschool.com or call Lucy at 425-672-4485.
Find out how you can use the power of words in clothing to change your world. Tune in to the Dr. Pat Show to learn all about Creo Mundi, a unique brand that's going to rock this planet. Utilizing the frequencies and positive words on the inside of clothing, Creo Mundi can really help you create your own universe and tap into the law of attraction. Like attracts like at creomundi.com. CREOMUNDI. That's creomundi.com.
Would you like one of the most rewarding sales jobs of your life? The Dr. Pat Show has rapidly grown into a number one talk radio show, hailed for its remarkable guests, sponsors with integrity, and amazing listeners. Dr. Pat is in search of a creative, self-starting, energetic person to join the marketing team. If you're interested in helping to promote and sustain the Dr. Pat Show, submit your resume to pat@thedrpatshow.com. This is your opportunity to make a difference in the world.
taking your multiple vitamin formula and fish oils too? Now you can take your vitamins and fish oils in one formula, one bottle. One bottle. Carlson Fish Oil Multi, a vital foundation for nutritional programs. Carlson Fish Oil Multi is a comprehensive, iron-free, balanced formula supplying essential vitamins and minerals. Plus, Carlson's Fish Oil Multi provides Norwegian fish oils, which is rich in EPA and DHA to support the heart, the brain, the nerves, and the eyes. Look for Carlson Fish Oil Multi at finer health food stores in the fish oil section. Carlson Fish Oil Multi.
Notice anything different? You should. There's no other station like Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. To find out more about us and the hundreds and hundreds of shows we have on our website, check it out, www.drpatshow.com. That's drpatshow.com. We've got the panel. I love that.
The panel.
It's like we've got the panel.
Hey, before we take the call, Angela, I think you have to tell everybody what you made for today.
Yeah, everybody already tasted it, and I got a rating tasty. Reviews again.
Yes. Scrumptious, very scrumptious. Clean and crisp.
I know what I'm doing. It is a perfect protein salad. It's got peppers and carrots and cucumbers, green onions, garbanzo beans, some wheat berries, parsley. It tastes amazing. This one takes a teeny bit longer than the other ones to make just because there's a few more types of vegetables you need to chop up. But you can make it really easy and put the vegetables in through a food processor, almost like a coleslaw. So it could easily take about 6 minutes.
Mm. Yeah. About how many minutes?
Six.
Okay.
Six. Very quick. I'm all about quick. Tasty and quick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And for those of you thinking, wow, 6 minutes is too long, this show is for you because it's about stress. If six minutes is stressing you out.
I don't have 6 minutes.
Probably want to listen to the show again. Benny, why don't we go to the phone?
Sure. Sounds good. Let's bring on Janelle from Seattle. Janelle, welcome to the Dr. Pat Show.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, Janelle.
Hi, Janelle.
What can we do for you?
My problem is jet lag.
Right now you're suffering with jet lag? Or
I fly a lot. It's part of my job. Oh. So, it's a consistent state. Yeah.
Well, what happens to you when you have jet lag?
I'm tired. I'm fatigued. Mm-hmm. I'm very dehydrated, even though I'm drinking a lot of water.
Uh-huh.
Dry mouth.
Yeah.
All hours are off once I get back to the States.
Yeah. Where do you travel usually?
Mostly Europe.
Okay, so it is long flights.
Also Asia also.
Yeah. There's a couple of things homeopathically for jet lag, and it certainly would be very specific. So if you'd like to do a free 15-minute with me, I'm more than happy to do that for you. And then also there's a product that's at stores like Super Supplements called Jet Lag, I believe.
Oh.
And it's a homeopathic product with many different homeopathic remedies in it. And it just helps to rebalance. That's its idea, is to help rebalance. You know, yours just sounds like it's very, you know, a typical jet lag situation.
Mm-hmm.
Do you ever wear the compression socks on your long flights?
No, I don't even know what those are.
They actually are used by diabetics to prevent swelling in the ankles and the feet. And one thing that we find with folks that do a lot of flying is they have pooling of blood, which doesn't actually circulate through the body and keep the cells nice and vital. And so for folks that fly a lot, we generally recommend diabetic compression socks. And then also most flights that fly to Europe, which I found out from my last trip, they have these like little exercise little sheets that you can do halfway through the flight to keep that energy moving through your body, so you don't actually have as much of a reset time.
Okay.
And then the other thing I would say, definitely, it sounds like you're already staying hydrated. If you can get to the gym, I know you get there and you're exhausted, but you'll reset more quickly if you actually go and do some kind of physical activity.
Yeah.
So the earlier you can get to the gym that next morning, the better. Mm-hmm.
Or stay up as long as you can as well. That's what I've done. Is just as soon as the plane hits the ground, no matter what time it is, just keep up for a while and try and get to local time there.
Okay. Thank you all.
You're welcome.
Hey, Janelle, hang tight. I'm going to get some information from you, okay?
Okay.
Thank you.
Well, I mean, you know, I mean, these are things that, and this is what I love about the show and love about what we're doing here, is we're giving people real solutions. I haven't heard of those compression socks either.
I hadn't either.
Yeah, they actually did some research on people with diabetes, and they found that when they had pooling of their of the blood in the lower half of their body, is that they had more fatigue, less energy, and they found that the cells weren't being delivered as much nutrients on a consistent basis. So they have them wear them quite a bit to actually keep the blood flowing. And I know this because one of the things that we have is people that are pilots a lot, and so we recommend it to pilots that do a lot of flying too, and they generally report that they have good effects when they wear them. They don't wear them every flight, but on a consistent basis.
Wow, that's great. Now, I'm not sure if we have any more callers calling in, but I wanted to go full circle on the conversation of stress, and that is, you know, as we're sitting here today and we're talking to people, we've given some solutions about what folks could do. I want to go back to Dr. Scott. I want to go back to you for a minute.
Okay.
And I want to talk about alignment and stress, because I don't know that generally we look at chiropractic and we say, oh, okay, we can get an adjustment and that would help. And I wanted to talk to you about that to get your thoughts about it.
Okay, yeah. Well, one important thing is when you get adjusted, and it's adjusted properly, which means the right segment, the right time, and both the patient and the doctor in the right mindset, it actually stimulates the relaxation pathways. They've actually done scientific research to show that when you have a subluxation, it creates stress to the body. When that subluxation has been changed or removed, the body functions more efficiently. And so we have a lot of people that come in prior to test time, we'll even make sure that they don't have any stress in their nervous system, so their body can stimulate those relaxation pathways, and we prevent true neurologic stress, which then, as we talked about in the diagram before, is that then it actually causes release of all these chemicals, and next thing you know is you're in a full stress cycle. And so when you get adjusted, it releases endorphins to your body, which helps you relax. It also scientifically has been shown to release stress to the nerve system and allow more natural state of well-being, basically between mind, body, and spirit. And so we have a lot of people that come into the office. We call them wellness patients, where they come in every other week, once a month for life, and their primary reason for being there is to make sure their body is in tip-top performing shape, and most of the time, stress has pushed them out of that normal balance or homeostasis, and with a simple adjustment and proper home care protocols like, you know, eating well, thinking well, exercising, they stay in balance longer, and we're seeing people stay healthy for years and years and years that previously were heading down the wrong path.
Well, thank you. Thank you for sharing that. I mean, this has been a great conversation. I want to go around the panel and ask each of you to take a minute or so and leave our listeners with your personal message for change for today, and give out your website one more time. Go ahead, Tim.
Website, homeopathyseattle.com. And my little moment would be to really, really start talking to someone you love. And really get to the heart of things, you know? Say what you feel and say it. And don't let it sit. I find that to be very important. Just open up your heart and to love someone in that way. It might be some you don't know, and that is so life changing.
Well, thank you, Tim. Thank you so much, and thank you for a great show today, Angela. How about you?
Yeah, for me, so thenourishedbody.com is my website again, and really taking stock of where you're at. You need to raise your awareness every day, and whether that's with, you know, what your stress level actually is, bringing the awareness up to just how much you run yourself each week. You know, maybe, and I do this a lot in my practice, I have people, you know, take out a grid, and basically from, you know, midnight to midnight, I have them write down what they do for the whole week, and they're astonished at all that they have to get to and kind of placed on themselves. So then we look at ways and areas that they can either get some help or reduce, you know, what's important, what do they want to keep, that type of thing. And then I do that, you know, for people with their food as well, really taking stock, using a food journal, writing down what you're taking in throughout the day, and maybe even keeping track of your stress levels or your how your body feels. You know, do you have indigestion at times? Do you have headaches at times? And start to look at those patterns. I think awareness is key. I think we move through life without really focusing on ourselves, and we become so dissociated. And so bringing that awareness up every day with everything that you do is really important.
Well, thank you, Angela, for, again, another great show and for your message and for the great food that you fix every day.
Yes. Kudos.
Yeah, and Dr. Scott, how about you?
Well, I would say that true health and wellness and really joy and happiness are really our God-given birthrights. And we often move away from those four factors of health, wellness, happiness, and joy. And to really, as Tim said, love somebody. As Angie said, take ownership of where you're at. And then seek the help of individuals that can help you move forward. And once again, as I've had probably 10 or 12 different coaches that have helped me during different stages in my life, and realize that this is an evolution that takes place over time, and to enjoy the process. And so a lot of individuals that come into our office end up stressed about the process of regaining health, and to really enjoy it, to take ownership, and to really, as Tim said, love the process, love your environment, and have fun.
Well, thank you. Let's give out your website, Dr. Scott.
It's crownhillchiropractic.com or drscottlynch.com.
Well, again, another fabulous show. Thank you, everyone. We'll see you back here tomorrow, Dr. Nusheen Darvish and Jay-Z Knight.